Residential and commercial solar energy system installation is on the rise in Arkansas. But as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, compared to other solar-rich states, Arkansas lacks incentives for solar deployment and utility standards. And this year, renewable energy advocates are facing organized opposition from carbon producers who don't want them on their grid.
Bill Morgan and his spouse, Michelle Austin, live on 40 acres in Hazel Valley, 20 miles southeast of Fayetteville. They operate several greenhouses, growing much of their food year-round, and live in an energy-efficient home, tapping electricity produced by a large pole-mounted solar array erected in a pasture this morning facing the low winter sun.
This 3,000-watt array here has been online for a little over a year. You know, and all the mathematics we did on it all panned out. So that's a third of it. We're putting in another 6,000 watts over the next couple of days.
Are you off grid or on grid?
We're on. We're putting it back into the grid and letting them hold on to the electricity for us.
Meaning Morgan doesn't house a bank of batteries to store produced energy. The direct current is piped to an inverter box fixed on a nearby Ozarks electric-owned utility pole, transformed into alternating current, which supplies a house. Excess current is diverted into the power supply grid at large. Morgan is being compensated by the utility for the produced solar power through net metering.
Well, we're seeing a third credit on our bill every month from what we're generating, and that was exactly the way it was supposed to be.
The initial investment for the current solar setup was $13,000. The two new arrays will cost $22,000. A third of the cost is being paid for by the Fed through the Residential Renewable Energy Tax Credit Program, enacted in 2006.
It's real rewarding, you know, any sunny day like right now, and watch the meter of what I'm using spinning rather slowly and watch the one of what I'm generating really moving.
A four-man crew with Rocky Grove Sun Company based in Kingston is here today trenching and laying conduit pipe in preparation for the two new grid-tied arrays. Company founder Jim Dement.
So it's a win-win situation because it's not wasted in any way.
Rocky Grove Sun Company started up in 1986, serving mostly homesteaders and owners looking to source renewable power self-sufficiently off the grid, storing produced power on site. But grid-tied systems like this one are trending, and business for Rocky Grove is up 25% over the preceding year. Dement's partner is Flint Richter.
You know, grid-tied systems are the most efficient and easiest to install and design, so they should be the nation's, you know, most popular system because they're what we really need. The battery-based systems they include a lot of lead and natural resources that we really don't need to include in lots of solar arrays.
Rocky Grove Sun Company negotiates with six different utilities across the three state regions. The excess electricity is strictly regulated, says Jim Dement.
That excess power rolls over to the next month. If you need that, it'll keep rolling over until 4 months into the next year. So in most cases, that would use up any excess because, you know, our worst solar years are solar months are November, December, and then it gets increasingly better January through February. But the probability is that you would use up any surplus that you might carry over.
The latest evolution in the state's net metering law, which are set by the state legislature in concert with the Arkansas Public Service Commission, a sustainable energy feed-in tariff bill has been proposed three times in Arkansas, says Flint Richter, but has been soundly defeated by utilities' pushback.
A feed-in tariff would actually pay people to produce energy. So where you buy it for 10 cents, a feed-in tariff might pay you 20 cents to produce it, so you could actually make money from producing solar. And utilities would be forced to buy a certain amount of what you produce at a certain rate.
Feed-in tariffs, or FITs, was promulgated under the Carter administration's National Energy Act in the late 1970s to encourage renewable energy conservation and development. Popular in the European Union, FITs are perceived in the United States by utilities as a burden upon ratepayers. But advocates say those utilities simply want to maintain production monopolies. Again, Flint Richter.
Germany has, you know, their whole solar installation nationwide is fed by the feed-in tariff. That's why they have the largest amount of solar in the world, and they have half the solar resource we do.
Arkansas, Richter says, is ranked 16th in the nation for solar resources, the amount of sun that falls on our state, receiving on average more than 5,000 watts per square meter. Steve Patterson is executive director of the Arkansas Advanced Energy Association, which counts 100 members and businesses involved in energy efficiency, green energy product manufacturing, renewable energy production, as well as compressed natural gas production. AAEA also engages in policy advocacy at the federal, state, and regulatory level. Steve Patterson says while Arkansas counts 240 renewable energy facilities, we rank low in solar, but that's changing.
The solar industry is primed to take off here. It is already doing quite well as the price for solar has come down considerably in the last 2 years and is much more marketable and affordable to mainstream consumers.
Experts say carbon inputs in the United States are declining due to the shuttering of dirty coal plants and increased wind and solar energy facilities, which saw the largest growth in 2013. And one thing that's helping is a recent tweak in the state's net metering law.
Aggregate the energy consumption at more than 1 meter against the energy generated by a renewable energy facility, such as a geothermal installation or a windmill or a solar array.
So college and corporate campuses, farms, and rural water districts with multiple meters can see a capital offset on installation costs. But Arkansas lacks a renewable portfolio standard, a state regulation that would mandate that a certain percentage of the state's energy production come from renewable resources by specified target dates. For now, Patterson says, 10% of the state's energy comes from renewable sources, pointing to hydro and paper mill biomass in South Arkansas, as well as wind production in Texas and Oklahoma. Steve Patterson says we also lack any state incentives for solar.
As you know, the state doesn't have any tax credits or other incentives in place, so the only thing we are that is encouraging solar deployment in Arkansas is a federal tax credit.
And for a time, rebates from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, remember that? According to the Arkansas Energy Office based in Little Rock, it delivered $1.8 million in rebates, generating, Patterson says, $5.3 million in private investment. But clouds are gathering to block America's solar gain. This year, the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC, for short, backed by carbon industry interests, members and politicians plan to disrupt expansion of renewable energy development. ALEC has generated model bills, which it reportedly plans to distribute to state legislatures to spur laws to charge residential and commercial renewable energy producers fees for the privilege of tapping onto the electrical grid. Again, Steve Patterson.
The renewable energy customer is, in fact, utilizing the transmission lines that are being supplied by other customers. But we'll also argue that that customer's personal investment in a renewable energy facility must be taken into account.
Back in sunny Hazel Valley in Washington County, the Rocky Grove Sun Company crew are acutely aware of pending ALEC bills that frame independent solar producers as freeloaders on the electrical grid. This is Flint Richter.
So it's not like these customers are paying zero, you know, with their solar or electric. They are already paying a monthly fee for the privilege of having a meter. And I think it's unfair to penalize, you know, solar customers who are actually making the grid more stable.
Owner Jimis Demet worries levying additional surcharges will discourage residential solar adoption.
Instead of being so concentrated on producing power, they should be more of a power broker.
And to make a point, Dement describes what will happen once they finish installing the two additional solar arrays on the Morgan Austin property.
So it'll be about, what, nine kilowatts of power. So if we have, say, five peak sun hours of getting 9 kilowatts, let's say, then that's 45 kilowatts a day. So, and then that times 30 keeps mounting up, and you're obviously producing a significant amount of your own power, if not all of it, and then some.
The average Arkansas home uses 900 kilowatt hours per month, more or less, or 30 per day. So the Morgan Austin home will soon be a major net producer of electricity. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
The Arkansas Energy Office in Little Rock lists local solar power contractors as well as federal and state incentives for solar power. You can visit the office's website at arkansasenergy.org.